It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. And I bet you're wondering, what in the heck is old Luke got on our radio outdoor show today? Well, Mr. Glenn Guest is our guest again. And Glenn is, you may know Glenn as the Hog Zombie. YouTube channels, he's got his own channel, the Hog Zombies, on Facebook. Glenn is a bona fide expert in calling hogs. He records and makes sounds for a particular caller. We'll talk more about that later. But if you're interested in hunting hogs, we had Glenn on about a month ago, I guess, on our show, and he was talking about calling hogs. Today we're going to, well, you heard one of the sounds that's on, he's playing that, that's one of his apps that he's developed. Glenn, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
You bet.
I bet people are wondering, what is old Luke up to this morning? Sound like he's out, got a hog on him or something. But, Glenn, you know, the Hog Zombies, you've carved a niche in a sport that is very, very popular right now. It's hunting hogs. It's, you know, saying if you have lemonade, or if you have lemons, make lemonade. Well, we got plenty of hogs, and people like you and I like to make barbecue and ham and sausage, but, calling them is something that's still relatively new to many people, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And a lot of people don't realize that it can even be done.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it done on a limited basis with mouth calls. I've had sporadic success using some mouth call, you know, mouth blown calls. Tell us first about, the caller, I think it's Convergent Hunting Solutions, the caller that you use this app with, right?
Yes, Convergent Hunting Solutions, Byron South is one of the owners, Steven Skaggs is one of the owners, and they came out with a Bluetooth-compatible calling device, and the thing that makes it better than a Bluetooth speaker is the distance that you can connect with it, and the sound from it is just phenomenal, and they actually created apps that go with it, and I create the sounds for some of the apps, especially the hog sounds, but a lot of people that don't know me well don't know that in the beginning I was a predator hunter, and that was one of the first things I ever called was predators, so I also create some of their predator sounds for them as well.
I got you. Well, as is anything in the outdoors, I think it's a true statement that there is no equation that you follow and you'll always catch a big catfish or you'll always hook a striper on a live shad. But there most definitely are things that if you do them right, proven things that make for a successful hunt or fishing trip most of the time. Now, I believe you're going to agree with me. Calling hogs is not an equation. You know, I mean, your system and the way you've got it perfected works many times, but nothing is foolproof in the outdoors, is it, Glenn?
No, it's really not. I mean, each animal, regardless of what species that you're hunting, is an individual, and individuals react differently to different circumstances. And, you know, my favorite saying in the calling industry is sometimes they bite, sometimes they don't. And, you know, that's just part of hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, I started calling, actually, I was calling predators in the city when I was a little kid. I was calling feral cats in because they were eating my pigeons. And that I was a little bitty kid. And I didn't realize that I was predator calling, but I actually started predator calling when I was 15 years old. And I can more consistently call in hogs today than I can coyotes. So the hogs are, but I think the reason for that is because hogs are more limited to the areas that they feel comfortable. And so I'm able to target areas where hogs feel comfort or sanctuary, and I can call into those areas and bring the hogs out. Whereas a coyote, you know, they're liable to be anywhere. So you just, I think that's what makes the hog calling a little more consistent for me.
Yep, it makes sense. Well, I know you have your bullet, your caller there close by. I don't know how difficult it would be, but just say, for instance, I want our listeners to hear some of these sounds. And I know they're different sounds, you know, for different applications. But just say, for instance, you were in, near where I live. There's a big slough on one side of an area where I hunt, and there's about 30 acres of gravel pits on the other. No livestock. It's grown up. There's some timber in it. But it's ground zero for sounders of hogs. There's probably, within a mile of my house, there's probably at least 40 hogs that, two sounders back there. I see them in two groups. I've put feeders back and all that. Say I wanted to kill a hog here at the house, and I wanted to do it before dark, maybe, you know, when you could see them coming in. Can you play some kind of a sound that you might want to start off with, Glenn, for our listeners to listen to? Is that possible?
Sure. If I was making that decision, it would depend on whether or not I wanted to kill a boar or a sow. And when I first came out with the hog sounds for calling hogs, we were just randomly calling hogs. We didn't care what showed up. We just wanted to kill a pig. And but since then, I've developed boar-specific sounds. So would you want to be calling in a group of hogs, or would you want to be calling in a boar?
Well, let's do whichever one you have queued up first. I'd like us to hear both of them, you know?
All right.
And I know you're trying to talk with me and record and food with your phone too, where you can get this on, but which one would you like to do first?
Well, let's say you know there's a sounder in the area, but you're not sure there's any mature boars in the area, and you're since I created the boar specific sounds, if I was going into an area, I would start out trying to call in a boar. But your average hunter just wants to see hogs coming. I'm not sure how loud this is going to be over the phone, but
okay, yeah.
This sound is called Sow Hysteria, and it's available on Convergence app, and it is a pretty aggressive sound.
It'll bring some.
Oh, that's pretty loud.
No, that's okay. Awesome.
There's a sample of Sow Hysteria.
Now, see, that would be the one I'm looking for. Ham material. I want to make some ham or whatever. I'm looking for a fat. I've killed a bunch of big boar. I've hunted hogs most of my life, raised up on the Sulphur and the Red River in Red River County. But these days, I'm after pork. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm all about pork. So that would be the call to bring in a sounder, maybe, right?
Yeah, generally speaking, what is going to respond the most aggressive to that sound is going to be big mature sows. And, of course, they're going to have their whole pack following them.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, the big mature sow is going to get way ahead of the pack and our sounder, but, you know, we're going to call him a pack for today.
That's quite okay. Yeah.
But, you know, she's going to get way ahead of the pack, and she's going to come in aggressive and ready to fight. That is a maternal response sound, and it elicits, as I said, the maternal response from sows. But now the rest of the sounder or family unit, pack, herd, whatever you want to call them, they're going to be close behind. So if you let her blow on past that call, you can kill a younger sow or possibly one of a 40-50 pound hog. But you'd be surprised how many boars will respond. Now we get young bachelor groups respond to that a little more readily than big mature boars, but occasionally we get some really big rank looking boars will respond to that.
Why wouldn't they if they're right there with a sow in heat, you know, with the sounder? And then, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Do we have, is it easy to say you're targeting, you've seen on your trail camera a 300-pound boar that you want to put the head on the wall or whatever. Is it easy to play one of those sounds that would target just the boar?
Sure.
We'll let you. Understand you're looking at your phone and trying to talk too, but yeah,
I've got it ready.
Okay, and this would be for a big boar, right?
Yes, if I know there's a big boar in the area and I've got you don't always know where they're sleeping, but you have an educated guess depending on the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to get within 100 yards of that because this is a low volume sound, and I'm not going to play it full blast. My family's still asleep. They might come in here shooting, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty early, right?
Yep.
They might, knowing your wife, she may have the rifle loaded and be slipping out, thinking there's a hog up close, you know?
Yeah, she wouldn't kill me because she'd lose her good hunting spot. She'd just wound me.
All right, let's hear it, Glenn, when you can.
But this particular sound is the name of it is, it's not available yet, but it's fixing to be. It's called Hey Baby, and it's a courting boar.
Okay.
And this is, I mean, even at full volume, this is not a very loud sound, so you try to get close to where you think they are.
Okay. All right. Okay, yep. I've heard that sound.
Well, that is actually a boar that I caught 12 years ago. And I caught him when he was a baby, and he loves women. He not hogs. He loves human women. He thinks they're special, and he'll talk to a woman like that when she comes around. But that is also the sound that those boars use to court sows. So it that's why I named it Hey Baby. He's like saying, hey baby, come look at me.
I'm with you. Know, wow, that, now there's some information, folks, that you're not gonna hear just everywhere that Glenn has been sharing. Glenn, we've only got about another minute. Tell it now. YouTube, the Hog Zombies, right?
Yes, Hog Zombies on YouTube. And I'm fixing to release some videos of boars responding to that sound, and it is incredible the scent marking mannerisms that they exhibit as they're responding to that sound. It's just unbelievable.
Glenn, we're going to get you back again. What you know, the stuff you've learned, and you don't learn this kind of stuff unless you do it. So I want you to share more of it as we go along. You know, in upcoming shows, I promise to get you back, but for right now, we are out of time. Would you get back with us in a few weeks and let's talk some more hog calling?
Absolutely.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.